We're back on KSOM as we get ready for high school volleyball action tonight as Riverside takes on Audubon. Brooke Flathers, head coach for the Riverside Bulldogs, joins me now. And, Coach, I'd say it's a pretty good start to the season. Undefeated so far, 18-0. How are you feeling about your team coming into this conference matchup against the Wheelers?
Yeah, our girls are doing a great job. Very pleased with their just all-around efforts and, you know, focus on getting better at the little things and taking it day by day.
Yeah. It seems like you have tremendous balance on offense. You've gotten a lot of different players involved in scoring for you. What can you say about how you've been able to achieve that?
Yeah, I think we have a great group of kids just overall. I mean, defensively, offensively, no matter, you know, whether they're on the court or off the court, we have a solid bench too. And just, you know, mixing things up and giving kids different shots. It's still so early in the season. And so, you know, running our offense more spread out than focusing on a few and giving everybody those big moments to put a ball down or, you know, go make a big defensive play. So it's been exciting.
What have you seen in the development of Vivian Gross? She's gotten some big kills for you. She's third on the team in that category, but maybe more importantly, she leads you in blocks. What have you seen from last year to this year for her?
Yeah, I would say overall, our kids are just very driven in each aspect of the game to better the ball. And I mean, that's seen within our blocking. Our kids are going up to make an effective contact on the ball. You know, offensively, we're getting into, you know, transition and working to go terminate, and defensively, you know, just same thing, passing, just trying to really focus on how we can better this ball and give our team the best opportunity to succeed.
And in Vivian, I mean, was this expected with the numbers that she has done? I mean, after not kind of being getting much playing time last year, really no playing time as a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, all of our kids have put in a lot of work, you know, just even starting this summer and up in gyms and camps and those things. And so seeing our kids, you know, really come alive as the season progresses and getting those extra reps in practice. I mean, they've all done such a great job, and I think their stats are showing the time that they've put in.
Right. What about on the service game and service receive? How's that kind of proceeded for you?
Good. Our kids are super focused, you know, serve and pass wins games. So that's something we always make an extra point to focus on. And, you know, last year's team, that was a big focus for them. And it's just translated into this year. These kids are really, you know, focusing on that in practice and how we can get better in those moments.
Great. Well, you got a tough team in Audubon here with Harlow Miller, one of the best offensive players in the entire conference. With that blocking strategy that you've been implemented, what's going to be the key to try and block her?
I think just, you know, staying confident and consistent. And, you know, our kids, I think, do both of those things so well that, you know, day by day, let's focus on being confident and consistent in our movements and trust that, you know, we've put in the time to get ready for that match and that our kids are ready and can trust each other to do their jobs.
Overall, what do you see from Audubon that impresses you that you're going to have to deal with in this match?
Yeah, I mean, I think the conference overall right now is just really, you know, scrappy and playing well. And there's good volleyball everywhere. I mean, if you go watch any high school match, you're going to see good volleyball no matter who it is. College match, same way. Just volleyball is just a sport that's growing and developing. And so everybody's got to be ready to play every night.
And, you know, being a ranked team, being undefeated, you know, what's that like just kind of being the favorite going in every match and just trying to keep the kids grounded and focused on the task at hand?
Yeah, I mean, I think our kids are competitors. And with that comes the, you know, confident, consistent mentality, but also the understanding that there's good volleyball being played everywhere and we need to stick with what we know and control our controllables.
Yeah. Do you feel like this team is at the right point as you go on? Because you're going to have some big conference matchups coming up. You'll have also – you have your tournament coming up here at the start of October, and then you're going to – I mean, heck, before you know it, you're going to be playing the conference postseason tournament and into the playoffs. It seems like it's gone so fast. Do you feel like that this team is where you want it to be at this point in the season?
I think that the best thing about this team is that they want to keep progressing. And that's the mentality, you know, you want your kids to have, that we keep getting better throughout the season. But this group definitely has that. They are hungry to learn and get better and improve and do better for their team. And so, yeah, I'm super excited to see how we continue to progress as the season goes on.
Well, big match here tonight as Audubon comes calling. Looking forward to a solid match. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brooke Flathers with us here, head coach for Riverside Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.